Good morning, St. Luke's. Time for the announcements. Welcome, everybody, to the seventh week in Easter. The vestry met on Monday. Our big topics of conversation were our upcoming search process for a new rector. We're all very excited about that. And we also spent some time discussing potential plans for ways we might be able to reopen the church for physical worship. I just want to talk through a little bit so that you guys understand what that would look like, because a lot of people have questions about that right now. In order for us to proceed with something like that, we would need a few things to happen. First, we need the go-ahead from the County Department of Public Health and Services. Second, we would need the go-ahead from our bishop and the bishop's office at the Northern California Diocese. And then after we get those two things, the vestry will look at our space and the vulnerability of our congregation, and then we will look at whether or not it's the right time for St. Luke's. That may still be a little ways off. I know that may sound a little discouraging, but I want everybody to please feel free to address the vestry with any questions or concerns or comments that you have. And please just try to have faith and be patient, and we will be back together soon, but we want it to be back together safely, and that's the primary concern. In other news, Bishop Megan has thrown down a Pentecost sidewalk chalk challenge. Since we're not gathering together, just to do something a little festive, so if you happen to have some sidewalk chalk at home, if you want to go ahead and create a masterpiece and send your pictures off to the church, we'll put them together in a collage and we'll post them to Facebook and the church webpage and send them out. So if you happen to have any of that around, if you want to get the kids involved, or, you know, adults can play with sidewalk chalk too, and see what you can come up with. We'd love to see it. Our preacher this morning is Steve Leonetti. I want to thank Father Steve for being with us as always. And I'll continue on with the service now. Send out your light and your truth, that they may lead me and bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Psalm 43, verse 3.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us all our sins, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life. Amen.
O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.
Almighty God, look graciously on the people of St. Luke's Church. Be with us in this season of transition. Walk with us and guide us, that we may be genuine in our self-reflection, tireless in our commitment, patient in our discernment, loving in our communion, open in our search, and daring in our faith. We thank you for the gifts, talents, and skills with which you have blessed us. We thank you for the experiences that have brought us to this moment. Help us accept change as a gift of your direction for our journey in this transition. Instill in us a vision for our parish, that guided by your Holy Spirit, we will be united in love and joyfully accomplish this mission. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the apostles had come together, they asked Jesus, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. When they had entered the city, they went into the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Psalm 68. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. Let them vanish like smoke when the wind drives it away, as the wax melts at the fire. So let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. Let them also be merry and joyful. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Exalt him who rides upon the heavens. Yahweh is his name. Rejoice before him. Father of orphans, defender of widows, God in his holy habitation. God gives the solitary a home and brings forth prisoners into freedom, but the rebels shall live in dry places. O God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook and the skies poured down rain at the presence of God, the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You sent a gracious rain, O God, upon your inheritance. You refreshed the land when it was weary. Your people found their home in it. In your goodness, O God, you have made provision for the poor. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord. He rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens. He sends forth his voice, his mighty voice. Ascribe power to God. His majesty is over Israel. His strength is in the skies. How wonderful is God in his holy places, the God of Israel giving strength and power to his people. Blessed be God.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice, insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourself. Keep alert. Like the roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your presence, with the glory that I have had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. Here ends the reading. And now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Peter writes in his first letter, which is really a prolonged sermon addressed to folks who were recently baptized, Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. Even though this so-called letter was written at the beginning of the 2nd century A.D., he may just as well be addressing us in this era of COVID-19 shutdown, shelter-in-place, quarantine, or whatever else you want to call it. We may not be experiencing the kind of violent persecution that the earliest Christians felt, but it certainly feels like an ordeal. It is hard to find toilet paper. It is hard to find flour. At the first Sunday of Easter, it was hard to find eggs, and they were in such demand that the price went up over twofold. Whole shelves in my local grocery store are bare. We cannot meet in person as a church, and sheltering in place can be lonely and at times boring. People have developed all kinds of coping mechanisms. One of the reasons flour is scarce is that a lot of people have taken to baking bread at home. The sales of automatic bread makers has gone up astronomically, Several models are shown as running out at Amazon.com. My brother-in-law, the husband of the older of my two sisters, has taken to writing songs to the tunes of popular music. He printed up 40 of them in a glossy booklet titled Viral Verses, Songs of a Fevered Mind, and sent them to us. For example, song number 17 is titled Where Can I Buy TP, set to the tune of When Will I Be Loved by Phil Everly, and is sung by Linda Ronstadt. I want to share song 15 with you. It is titled Another Day in the Life, and is set to the tune of A Day in the Life by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. I heard the news today, oh boy, staying at home another 15 days, and though I really understand, well, it just made me sad. Cabin fever's got me bad. It's been too many days so far, and we're running out of fun things to do. There's so many things we have shared to keep the blues away, and we have learned the way to stay connected even though apart. I heard the news today, oh boy, there might be another second wave unless we learn how to behave. Still stay 6 feet away, maybe read today, above all, carry on. Get up and make your bed, drag a comb across your head. Get dressed and be ready for a new day. Then find a way to entertain a friend, or don a mask and take a walk. Wave to friends around the block. Many ways you can share, so reach out. There is no doubt you will make it through the day. I heard the news today, oh boy. Stay at home another 15 days. And though I really understand, well, it just makes me sad. Cabin fever is getting worse, and I might be going mad. I try to carry on. I do not know how you are coping, but in this COVID-19 crisis, my brother-in-law's song spoke to what I was feeling. I'm not sure which is worse, cabin fever, loneliness, or boredom. My loneliness is somewhat mitigated by Judy, but it would be nice if I could talk to someone else in person once in a while. And there have been just enough single and trusted visitors to keep me from going mad. I find that to curb the boredom, my daily prayers and meditations and other devotions are taking longer and longer, now sometimes lasting over 2 hours a day. And I still waste a lot of time playing silly games on my phone. I keep trying to remember what life was like before smartphones. We may not be facing the same fiery ordeal that Peter is talking about at the end of his first letter, but he does put it into the context of faith. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Further on, Peter offers some very general advice. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the almighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a ravening and roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith. For you know that your brothers and sisters throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. I do not think we have much choice except to be humble in the face of this COVID-19 crisis. Not one of us can change the course of the disease, unless we practice the self-discipline and alertness Peter is talking about. A ravening and a roaring lion is a terrific metaphor for COVID-19. And if we endure a little bit longer, the disease will run its course in the affected populations. A vaccine will be developed, and we can get back to normal after a long period of economic, political, and social recovery. It is not easy. This is why Peter starts his advice after the admonition to humble yourself with, "Cast all your anxiety on Him, God, because He cares for you." Prayer may be the best way to cast your anxiety on God. I know how hard it is to give up those fears and anxieties which find such fertile ground in observing COVID-19 restrictions. The more we sit at home and worry about when will this be over, will I get it, will I find what I need at the store, the more our anxiety level rises. It is the same with every worry. I recently watched the movie The Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks plays the real-life lawyer James B. Donovan. Mr. Donovan was tasked with defending a Soviet spy caught and tried about the same time as Gary Powers was shot down in his U-2 plane in the 1950s. At one point in the movie, Mr. Donovan tells his client, the Soviet spy, that the thing that they have to worry about is what the government will do next. The spy replies, somewhat baffled, "Will it make any difference if I do worry?" The answer, though unspoken, is an emphatic no. The same is true of our worries about the COVID-19 crisis. No matter how much we worry, it will not make any difference. We can cast our anxieties on God and then do something about them in the form of self-discipline and alertness to things like wearing a mask, washing our hands frequently, and even reaching out electronically to friends and relatives. The promise is, as Peter writes, "And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, and strengthen and establish you." This COVID-19, too, will end. God bless you on this seventh Sunday of Easter.
Let us say together the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary. He was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Prayers of the People. We will use Form 5, page 389 of the Book of Common Prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the Holy Church of God, that it may be filled with truth and love, and be found without fault at the day of your coming, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. For Michael, our presiding bishop, for Megan, our own bishop, for all bishops and other ministers, and for all the holy people of God, we pray to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all who fear God and believe in you, Lord Christ, that our divisions may cease, and that all may be one, as you and the Father are one. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the mission of the Church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the world, that a spirit of respect and forbearance may grow among nations and peoples, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in positions of public trust, that they may serve justice and promote the dignity and freedom of every person, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, and all who suffer, for refugees, prisoners, and all who are in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this congregation, that we may be delivered from hardness of heart and show forth your glory in all that we do, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have commended themselves to our prayers, for our families, friends, and neighbors, that being freed from anxiety, we may live in joy and peace and health, we pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died in the communion of your church, especially Fred and Anton, and those whose faith is known to you alone, that with all the saints, they may have rest in that place where there is no pain or grief, but life eternal. We pray to you, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Rejoicing in the fellowship of the ever-blessed Virgin Mary, blessed St. Luke's, and all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God. To you, O Lord our God.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, hear the prayers of your people, and what we have asked faithfully, grant that we may obtain effectually, to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Is that the end?
Prayer for Mission. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Glory to God, whose power is working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church, and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.